Matthew chapter number 21. We're going to look at verse number 21 and verse 22. Here we begin the reading of God's holy word. Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto the mountain, Be thou removed and be cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. Yes. For the time that I have to share with you, I'm going to talk to you from this subject, the power of prayer.
Right.
Tell somebody, say, there's power in prayer.
Power in prayer.
Come on, have you a witness, like you know it, say, there's power in prayer.
There's power in prayer.
Before I go any further, I want to ask you this question. Do you believe in the power of prayer?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 Do you really believe in the power of prayer? I want to look, as we look here today, so many that have gone before me on this morning have done such a wonderful job in praying and even breaking down in detail of which they were praying for. But I want to just point out a few significant things, if I can, very briefly, concerning prayer and the power, or should I say, the influence of prayer. Prayer is so important. It is the most important thing that a Christian or a saint can do. It is, amen. It is a time where they are communicating with God, and it should be taken very seriously.
Yes.
While there is deep theological meaning in prayer, it doesn't have to be complicated or difficult.
Yes.
It is something that anybody can do anywhere at any given time. Amen. The thing that you got to understand about prayer is that when you open that line of communication between you and God, don't try to pray like somebody else.
Right.
Don't try to pray like you have heard your fathers or you have heard those that have gone before you pray. Amen. That's the thing. I remember starting out as a child, I used to want to pray like the deacons prayed. And we used to want to pray like those that would stand and grab the mic. But I learned that through a relationship that you have with God, you develop your own voice to talk to God.
All right.
God, in this
yes,
sir. Ah, y'all don't have no help. I said you develop your own voice through your relationship to talk with God. And then I found out that, you know, the way that the deacons would pray and those that would grab the mic, you know, I found out that that didn't work for me when I was in my trouble.
All right.
I don't have no help here. I found out that didn't work for me when I was in my situation. There were times I didn't have, because of the strictness of my situation, I didn't have time to get down on my one bending knee and cry, Our Father. All I could do is say, Lord, help me.
Yes, sir.
Do I have a witness
yes,
here?
Sir.
Do I have a witness here? You develop your own relationship in prayer about how to pray to God. There is no correct words to articulate, to talk to God. I come to tell you, when you find yourself in a life-threatening situation, and you can say, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help. I know the answer. Tell somebody, say, that comes through your relationship.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that even when I don't have words to say, he understands my groans. He understands my moans. He understands when I say, oh, God. Do I have a witness here? Tell somebody, say, you got to build that relationship with God.
You got to build that relationship.
You got to understand that, amen, prayer has a deep meaning, but you're going to have to make it difficult, because you can pray to God anytime, in any place. There are four different types of prayer that you think, man, I'm not going to hit all of them, but I just want to drop them in your spirit. You have adoration. That is a prayer that's praising God. You have contrition. That is asking God for forgiveness. That is a petition, amen, that's asking God for a favor. And last but not least, you got thanksgiving. That's showing God gratitude. So every time we go before God, we're going before God in one of those things. But I want to encourage you that even as the text says here today, that we have to have faith and doubt not. You must believe in faith, amen, what you have prayed for. There is no sense of praying to God and you don't believe that which you have prayed for.
Well, right. Well,
praying without faith is like writing a check with no money in the bank. I know some of y'all do it, but it ain't right. I don't have no help here. Amen. I said, gotta understand, pray. said, I ain't nothing but a city country boy. Amen. I love it. Thank you, D. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I know now. My wife said that's the incorrect way to eat grits and rice. She put that salt and pepper. Then she go look at them and put a little hot sauce on. I said, well, that's your way. My way is butter and sugar.
All right.
It works for me.
It works for me.
Tell somebody, say, pray to God. But whenever we go to God, we must believe, amen, the foundation of our prayer should be faith.
Yes, sir.
Do I have a witness
you
here?
You got it.
You gotta believe God so much so that when you get up off your knees or whenever you say amen, that what you have prayed for is already done.
Yes, sir.
I don't have no help in this morning. Tell you never say, maybe you gotta believe that it's already done. You
gotta believe it's already done.
You know, when I used to ask mother, when I used to ask my grandmother for certain things I needed her to do, I needed her to take me, I needed her to give me some money, whatever. I did not go to her and ask her, expecting her to tell me no.
Right.
I went to the one that I knew would say yes.
Yeah.
I don't have no help in this morning.
Yeah.
I said, I went and asked the one. You know, I asked mama for certain things, then I asked grandma for certain things. But I made sure that I decided who to go to at what time.
Yeah.
Mama mad, I go to grandma. Grandma got a little attitude. I'm going to mama. But the point is, when I went to them, I went to them just like the lame man standing outside of the gate in Acts chapter number 3. I gave heed expecting to receive something from them.
Yeah.
So if you're going to pray to God, you got to believe that what you have asked God for, that he has the, first of all, he has the power to do it. Do I have a witness here?
Yes, sir.
I know he has the power to do it. It don't matter how bad your situation may be. I come to tell you, he has the power to fix it. I need a witness here this morning that said, I know God has the power. I know what the doctor said, but God has the power. I know what the Lord said, but God got the power. I know how bad my situation may be, but God has the power. Jesus said, then I said to you, you have faith. Customer said, you gotta have faith. You gotta have faith. You gotta have faith. And when you have faith in God, let me tell you what the power of prayer does. As I go to my seat, the power of prayer, it draws you close to God.
Yeah.
It's impossible to know somebody if you don't spend time with them.
Right.
Prayer is an opportunity for you to spend time with God. To really understand the heart of God, you need to pray. In John 15:15, Jesus says he no longer calls us his servant, but he calls us his friends. Talking with God, it develops a deeper relationship with him. And the deeper your relationship becomes with God, the more time you spend with him. And the more time you spend with God, the more time, listen here, the more time you don't have for foolishness.
All right.
You're gonna have a witness here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Those that have become spiritually mature understand that time is of the essence.
Yes, it.
I don't have time to play. I don't have time for games. I don't have time to play around with foolishness. Tell them, don't even say, I don't have time for that. Because you realize and you recognize that your time is valuable.
Yeah.
For time is filled with strength, transition, and none on earth unmoved can stand, but building my hopes on things eternal, and I'm holding on to God's unchanging hands.
Yes, sir.
How can we be his fellow workers if we refuse to talk to God?
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, we can't just talk to God when we get in trouble.
Yeah.
God just can't keep hearing from you when the police pull up behind you and your flag will flash a light behind you and you ain't paid your insurance.
All right.
Can't keep hearing from you because your baby daddy came home. None of y'all. Can't keep hearing from you. Amen. Huh?
Well.
You just can't keep calling to God only when we need something from him. Prayer should be a part of our daily life.
Amen.
Amen.
I know I'm not going to be a witness here.
Yeah.
But just like we carve time to watch our favorite sitcoms, Power, Have and Have Not. Oh, I'm going to come to your table one of these times. Yeah, you're going to wake up now. how to get away with murder, all that snap.
Avengers.
All that stuff. Yeah. You know that something you probably don't know, but I ain't said nothing I like yet.
Superman.
Chopped. I love the Food Network. How to be by the plate. Huh? We have set times, Pastor. Well, we, you know, if we're not even there to watch it, we record it. That's how important it is to us.
Yeah.
Are y'all gonna look at me like I'm crazy, but you know I'm telling the truth. Wheel of Fortune. One life to live. Days of our lives. You gotta go to the grocery store, but you gotta, you record it, you DVR it. Child, I gotta go see the days of our lives. Because it is important to us.
Yeah.
It is a part of us. But that's how prayer should be.
That's right.
That you have a set time
yeah.
where I meditate with God. Where I talk to the Father. Yeah. Do you not know, well, I'm stepping ahead of myself, but if we make a time to spend with God, amen, we are strengthened, amen, and we are strengthened so much so that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard of this. Because we don't fall under pressure, we don't crack under pressure simply because we're close to God.
Yeah.
Prayer draws us close to God. I'm going to tell you the second thing, not only does prayer draw us close to God, but prayer brings darkness to light.
Yeah.
Sometimes we forget just how powerful prayer is.
Mm.
And we got to understand, as they said, amen, concerning spiritual warfare, we're not fighting against a fleshly battle. But we are fighting we're not fighting against something imaginary. We are fighting against a spiritual battle that lingers in dark places. Do I have a witness here? It lingers in dark places. Ephesians 6 and 12 says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against the powers of darkness, against the spiritual wickedness in high places, huh? That's what we're fighting against. And so every day, when your children, your grandchildren leave out the house, you need to plead the blood of Jesus over them.
Yeah.
Hey.
I said, when your children, your grandchildren leave out of your house, when they leave out of your presence, you need to plead the blood of Jesus over your babies. Y'all still ain't saying nothing. We are not fighting against flesh and blood, but we're fighting against the enemy wanting to kill our children. We got it mixed up. The battle is not against, you know, you and I. It's against that spirit that's moving throughout the people.
Yeah.
There's a spirit of anger. I don't know why the Lord is telling me to go here, but I just got to flow in it. Lead me, I follow. Amen.
Amen.
It's that spirit. It is the enemy. It is the enemy that wants to destroy our young people. And therefore, it is up to us, the saints, that believe in the power of prayer to plead the blood. When you get off the phone talking to her, plead the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
Lord, cover them. Amen. Hallelujah to God. We have to ask God's protection over our children.
Yeah.
I put my daughter, my youngest daughter, the one who's in the hospital now, I put her on the school bus every day so she can go to school. And I pray every day.
That's right.
As she get on that school bus.
Every day.
Every day.
Yes, sir.
Or as the young people say, every day. Yes, I do. I like the school bus company. I like the bus driver. They do.
Come on.
But I plead the blood.
Yes.
And first lady, the reason I plead the blood is because I am reminded that the enemy is after the current and the next generation.
Yeah.
And any way that he can kill them, he will. Oh, you don't think he want babies? Do you remember the Sandy Hook situation?
Yeah.
All those were kindergartners.
Yeah.
Those were babies.
Yeah.
Got shot and killed.
Yeah.
You better plead the blood over your children.
Plead the blood.
You better plead the blood over your babies. When they walk out the door, plead the blood of Jesus.
Right.
And I asked God, I said, touch the bus driver.
Yeah.
Touch everybody that he gonna come in contact with. Amen.
Yeah.
Every time he turn the corner, talk to him.
Yeah.
Bring my baby back home to me.
Yeah.
And I definitely start praying. You know, I pray for the woman that drops her off. That bus driver, because she drive crazy. I tell you, 12:30, 12:40, I go downstairs. I just start praying. I said, Lord, I'm going to see this bus almost flipping over trying to turn the But prayer draws us close to God. Prayer brings darkness to light. Do you believe that?
Yes.
The power of prayer is so great that the power to defeat the devil, and amen, God has given us that power. He wants to destroy us, but God wants to bring us closer to him. Prayer is a tool that we should win the battle with. Prayer gives us strength and faith to finish the race. Tell somebody, say, I got faith to finish
faith.
The race.
I got faith.
We got faith to finish the race. So not only does prayer, amen, draws us close to God, prayer brings darkness to light, but prayer changes us. We often think that prayer changes God.
All right.
But prayer don't change God.
Hello.
Prayer changes us.
Yeah.
This is simply not the case. Prayer changes us. When we spend time with God, he is working to change our heart to be more like his heart.
Yeah.
Oh, talk Montgomery. I'm doing the best I can. And the more we spend time with God, the more we become like him.
Yes.
We used to sing a song, oh, I want to be more. And more. I don't have no help here.
Yes, sir.
And more like Jesus every day.
Yeah.
Amen. And do you not know that we no longer live, the more we become, and we get in the presence of God, and we get closer to God, our habits, our lifestyles change. We no longer live a self-centered life, but we live one that is focused on others and a pure heart towards God. Prayer changes us.
Yeah.
But do you know how it changes us? It don't change us from the outside in, but it changes us from the inside. Prayer will make you love your enemies.
Yeah.
Prayer will make you pray for those that despitefully misuse you. Prayer will encourage you to encourage the one that doubts you. Tell somebody, say, prayer changes us.
Prayer.
I got to get out of here. But Jesus said, if you believe in this power of prayer, you will be able to say to this mountain, be thou removed, and cast into the midst of the sea. Oh, that's some powerful prayer, y'all. I got some more stuff, but I got to get out of here. Prayer will protect you. Do you believe in the power of protection?
Yes.
It protects us. Glory to God when we go through our daily life. And I tell you, you don't have to be scared to go to the bank. Just because.
Say that.
Yeah.
You don't have to be scared. For thou art with me.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Do I have a witness
here?
Yes,
sir.
You can't live in fear. Don't let the enemy tell you that you got to stay in the house all day. The devil is a lie.
That's a lie.
You don't have to stay in the house. When you leave out the house, just make sure you cover.
Yeah.
Do I have a witness here?
Yes, sir.
Don't let the enemy block you in. You're a child of God. Go to the movies. You're a child of God.
Say that.
Go grocery shopping. Don't let the Peapod people deliver the food to the house unless you want it now.
Right.
You
right.
Get up and go to the grocery store.
Right.
That's your exercise. Go on. We ain't got no piggly wigglies, but we got, you know, we got jewels and dominance. Come on here. Go to the store. Don't let the enemy box you in. Yeah.
Right.
Do I have a witness here?
Yes, sir.
Believe in the power of protection.
Yeah.
Tell somebody, say, the Lord is protecting me.
The Lord is protecting
me. Prayer preserves you. Lord, have mercy here. It'll keep you. It'll keep you covered. But I want to tell you this, and I'm closing, that prayer brings breakthrough in your life.
Yes, sir.
Do I have a witness here?
Yes, sir.
That believe that prayer brings breakthrough.
Yes, sir.
I believe that when I go to God, for what I need. I believe that is already done.
Yeah.
There is no sickness that is too hard for God.
Yeah.
Because prayer will bring breakthrough. Prayer and fasting breaks the chains of the enemy.
Yeah.
Do I have a witness here that believe that prayer will break the chain of the enemy?
Yeah.
There is no addiction that God cannot break. No matter how long you have it, prayer will bring breakthrough. And God, right, I don't know about you, but I believe in the power of prayer. Jesus said that if you believe, you will be able to say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast in the midst of the sea. Prayer can get it done. And whatever you ask in prayer is all ready done. Tell somebody, say prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah.